Hello, I'm Joe Aspen, your social worker. We spoke on the phone. Shall I take my shoes off?
Yes, please, if you wouldn't mind.
Grand. Would you like me to call you Mr. and Mrs. Battersby?
No, we're fine with Eric and Yvonne. Would you like to sit down?
Yeah, thank you. Before we start, I thought I'd just say why I'm here so you'll know that the district nurse has come and asked me to visit so that we can have a conversation about how things are going, what's going well, see if there's anything that would make things easier for you. As we talk, I'll be taking some notes, just so I make sure I get everything down properly. I might check with you that I've really captured what you're telling me. I'll be using the same set of questions that I emailed you previously, so there won't be anything unexpected. I'm sensing a bit of tension in the room. Can I check with you, Eric, why you think I'm here?
No, I can't really.
What is it that's really worrying you, Eric?
Mel, the district nurse, said I need to think about 24-hour care as I'm too much for everyone.
What do you think about that, Eric?
I'm too young to go into a home. I'm only 46, for God's sake. But you know, if Yvonne doesn't want me, then I'll go.
That's not true. I do want you. I can't manage.
Eric, did you catch what Yvonne said there?
No, not really.
Yvonne, could you say that first bit again to Eric, please?
I do want you here. I really do.
Eric, how does that make you feel to hear Yvonne saying that she still wants you here in the home?
It does make me feel a bit better if she really does mean that.
Okay, so here's what I'm hearing. You both want to stay together in your own home, but Yvonne, you're finding it increasingly difficult to offer the level of support Eric needs to meet his needs. Is that right?
In a nutshell, yes.
Yeah, that's it.
It might be helpful for me to know a little bit more about you so we can think about what might work. Would you like to tell me what's been good about your lives? You, your hobbies, work, things like that.
Well, we've been together a fair while.
Yeah, 20 years you've been married and we've a daughter, Chloe.
Yeah, she's the reason we live here. We moved here when she split up from her husband. We came to help with the kids.
Yeah, and before that we'd only lived in one place. We had a health. Well, I had the diabetes, but I was okay with it.
Well, it didn't just go bad when we got here, did it? You had a job with the council here in the parks. You really loved doing that. Doing the parks and gardens. Before that, before you couldn't manage anymore.
Well, that's true, and you love the grandchildren, enjoy being near them and spending time, but not so much these days. You're caught up with me. Same with you going to the gym. You don't do that anymore.
So I'm hearing you've had a really good marriage, work, home life. Can I ask each of you how you feel that's changed?
Well, for me, when my health started to go, maybe, I don't know, 6, 8 months ago, and my diabetes got worse and my eyesight started to go. That was difficult. And then it got to my leg and I had to have the amputation, which was really scary. The right leg isn't great, so I have to use sticks and frames to get around, and it makes me feel like an old man.
I have to monitor his dialysis, and he has that every night.
Yeah, that's difficult. And I'm not allowed on the transplant list either because of my ill health problems. Apparently, I'm at risk.
I do everything to help with showering, making sure we eat well. All you can think of that Eric needs help with, really.
You're so good to me. I really lean on you, and I can't do much for myself. I can't even read much anymore. I really like to read, especially about military history. That fascinates me.
This all sounds really difficult. What impact do you think your health's having on your quality of life? How's it affecting you?
I feel trapped in the home, a bit isolated, really.
Could you tell me a bit more about that?
Well, I can't get out and see people, but it's my interests. Like I said, I'm interested in military history, particularly last century. I've collected loads of bits and pieces over the years, and I'd quite like to catalogue it or to get it on the computer, scanning it or something. But I can't see to do it, and it's not really Yvonne's thing, so I can't ask her, and she does so much anyway. It's the same with not being able to read the local paper. I always quite like to know what's going on, and I don't feel part of anything with not being able to read, and it's quite a struggle for Yvonne to take me out.
I hear what you're saying about feeling isolated. I wondered, What other areas of your life do you think your health has had an impact on? You look quite happy when everyone was talking about your job at the Parks and Gardens, for instance.
Well, yeah, I love that job. I always used to be a real outdoors man. Really enjoyed gardening and had green fingers, I really did. And I'm ashamed to look at our garden out there. I've not touched it and it's so overgrown. Yvonne can't manage it. It pains me to look at it.
Okay, you've explained really clearly the impact your illness is having on your life. Can I just check that I've got the key points down there? So I've got here that you feel isolated. Yvonne does your personal care for you. You don't really go out anymore, and you can't garden anymore. I wonder what effect this might be having on Yvonne.
Well, to be honest, as much as I'm not out and about, I'm worried about Yvonne. She stopped going out too, and it can't be much fun.
Yvonne, what do you think about that?
Well, it's true, I don't go out. I worry too much to go out. What if he needed something when I wasn't there? It's not like we've got anyone to ask to sit with him. We don't have those good friends like we had where we lived before, and Chloe's got a lot on her plate.
I'm sorry, Yvonne, I can see the impact this is having on you. How is it affecting how you feel in yourself?
Oh, I feel tired, you know, and a bit overwhelmed. I could do with a bit of me time.
What does me time mean to you?
You know, the usual. Going out, going to the gym. I just started to make friends there, really. I'd love more time with my grandchildren too, because I love spending time with them. But it also helps Chloe out, and I do feel like I've let her down there, really. But I need to be looking after Eric. I can't not do that.
So you're feeling quite torn between your responsibilities for Eric and time for yourself, is that right?
Yes. I think it's getting harder, though, helping Eric. He's less mobile and it's more physical now than it was. It does make me feel tired, it really does. I do worry to leave him. Like I say, he could fall or anything. But if I don't leave him, I can't help Chloe, and that's not right either.
What would you really want?
A bit of a break from caring and being able to go out knowing Eric would be okay, or that he could help if he needed it. He could call help if he needed it. But I need to feel really confident that he would be safe. I can't see how that would happen, though. As I've already said, there's nobody to sit with him. We don't have those kinds of friends here.
Okay, that's helpful to know. Is there anything else that could help you with continuing your caring role?
Some time with the grandchildren, so I can feel like I'm being their nan. But also, I'm helping my daughter, being her mum, and without feeling guilty about Eric.
Eric, Yvonne's explained what's important to her, so what's important to you?
It's important for me to stay at home, you know, not go into a home. I don't want someone sitting with me like a babysitter. That feels all wrong.
Okay, I asked Yvonne what she really wanted. Can I ask you what you really want?
I like being on my own, not being fussed. In my ideal world, I'd sit in my garden, read some of my military books. But it's a mess out there and I can't read anyway, so...
It's sounding like you're giving up, Eric. Is that right?
I suppose I have. It's surprising to say that, but I suppose I have in a way.
I think this would be a good point to reflect back on our conversation so far. Here's what I've heard. You both want to continue living together in a home, in your home. And you both want to continue with Yvonne meeting your personal care needs, Eric. It's important for you both that these things don't change. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
However, for this to happen, Yvonne, you need some time to yourself to pursue your interests, support the grandchildren. Eric, you're happy to stay at home if you can find a way to pursue your own interests as well, military history, enjoy your garden again. Is that what your outcomes would be?
Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you both seem really clear on what outcomes you want to achieve. What are your options to achieve these outcomes? If we take each one at a time and explore what needs to happen to achieve them, would that be helpful?
Yes, that does sound helpful.
Yeah, okay.
What's the most important outcome for both of you at this point that will have the biggest impact on improving your lives, do you think?
For Yvonne to be able to go out and have a life, not worrying about me, to go to the gym or see the grandchildren.
Yeah. If I could do that, it would be easier. I'd feel less torn and not so guilty.
So what can we do to make that happen? I've got an idea, but let's hear yours first.
Well, when I was going to the gym, I met a woman, and her mother lived with her, and she told me that she had some sort of alarm system because her mother fell over, and I wondered if we could look into something like that.
That's a great idea. I was thinking along the same lines. We've got a prevention service that has fall alarms and things like that. I could check whether they have an alarm device that would allow you to go out, but Eric could trigger if he needed you. Shall I look into that?
That would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
So Eric, what would be the most important outcome that was going to have the biggest impact on your life, for you?
Well, I have said my garden and reading, which I can't do.
Okay, let's take the garden first. You said the maintenance of it's become a bit of a burden and it's overgrown. What could you do to change that?
Well, I suppose we could get someone in, but I wouldn't know who to ask or where to look, really.
Who do you know from your work at the council? Are there any options there?
Well, there were a couple of lads I got on with well.
You mean John and Mark? Hardly lads, they're your age.
Well, I know, but it's just a figure of speech. We got on well, and I think they may have been made redundant, actually, so they might be interested in work.
How'd it be if you checked that out with them, Eric?
Well, yeah, it'd be good to be back in touch with them too.
So apart from being overgrown, is there anything else that stops you using the garden?
It's on two levels, and I can't get from the bottom to the top. So there's nothing to hold on to, so I can't get up.
Yeah, I can see that would be difficult. You mentioned at the beginning of my visit that you were struggling moving around with some aspects of your personal care. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a struggle, but I don't want any help here.
Okay, I can appreciate your independence is important to both of you. How would you feel, though, about if I got one of my colleagues to visit? They're an occupational therapist. She'd be able to advise you with aids, things like grab rails, handrails, that could support Eric in being more independent, inside and outside the home, so the garden as well.
That does sound okay. What do you think?
Well, yes, but I'm not going through all this questioning again. I won't bother if it means doing that.
I'd explain to my colleague the situation, show her everything I've written down and everything we've agreed so far, so she'd be aware of your situation before she even came. She'd be asking about a little bit more detail for how you manage your stairs and access the garden. We haven't really covered those today. So she would check if managing other aspects of your mobility, discuss the support you might need and what you wanted. How does that sound?
Yeah, okay.
So the other important outcome you mentioned, Eric, was being able to put your information on the computer and read the newspaper.
Yeah. But I think if Yvonne could get out more and I could go in the garden, well, it might not really bother me that much.
Okay. I'll leave you a contact anyway of mine, the local library. They've got a system for emailing the local newspaper, which you can then print out and read in large letters. They've got volunteers as well who actually might be able to help you put your journals onto the computer.
Okay, thank you.
Would you like me to put a plan together of the outcomes that we've talked about, what's important, and the actions that we've agreed to help you achieve them? We can then be clear about who's doing what and when.
That would be useful. Yeah, thanks.
Yes, then we'd remember what's been said.
Okay, shall I do that now, or would you like to stop for a bit?
Well, let's stop and have a cup of tea.
Together they make a plan, and we rejoin them just as Joe's leaving.
Right, that's great. So I'll send you a copy of the plan we've made. And I'll keep in touch by phone to make sure everything's going okay. And we can meet again in a month. Shall we make a date now?
Thank you, yes. Let's have a look. Is the same time on the 20th okay?
Yeah, the 20th's good. Now do call if you need anything at all.
We will. Thank you.
Okay, see you later.
Bye. Bye.